Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And hello once again, Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTK Morning Show. Here we go with a recap for today, Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. Well, thanks to the COVID pandemic, I don't think we'll ever look at toilet paper quite the same again. People are taking to social media about the latest regarding our toilet paper, and it's involved sticking a roll of toilet paper in the refrigerator. And the idea to place that, replace the box of baking soda with a roll of toilet paper in the back of your fridge may sound like it has its good points. I mean, toilet paper is absorbent, and it can also whisk away any sort of moisture that's inside your refrigerator. And, well, it's that moisture that causes mildew and that unpleasant odor. Yeah, it does make some sense to do that, but you have to keep in mind how expensive toilet paper is, even when people aren't rushing out to buy it. Roughly a roll of toilet paper can be anywhere between 30 cents to 50 cents per roll, which is a pricey substitute when you have to replace that roll of toilet paper at least a week in order for any sort of absorption to reduce that smell inside your refrigerator. And then there leaves the question of, what do you do with that roll of toilet paper after it's been in the refrigerator sucking up the stink? Do you repurpose it in the bathroom or do you toss it away? So maybe it works, but probably better off financially is just to either use baking soda or just to clean the refrigerator out. That'll get rid of that particular smell. Most people pay bills online, and that leaves a lot of really no need to buy as much postage as we once did. However, we are coming up on the holidays, and, well, we have holiday cards will be populating mailboxes, and you will need a first-class stamp to send something. The bad news is that the price of first-class stamps rose by 5 cents in July to a whopping 68 cents for a stamp, which really, if you think about it, sending something across the country for 68 cents, not a bad deal whatsoever. But that hasn't stopped counterfeiters from attempting to sell you fake postage stamps. And it's actually the practice has actually increased since 2021, ending up costing the Postal Service about $500,000 each and every year. And one of the biggest misconceptions about the post office is that it is, since it's rooted in the Constitution that we have to have one, that it is the post office itself is funded by taxpayers. That's not true. Since the 1970s, the post office has been self-sufficient, been able to generate its own income to keep itself afloat from selling postage. So yeah, you can see counterfeits selling postage can really be a big problem. The big thing to look for is any sort of, there's always markups on postage, and that might be true because, you know, you might get special designs or something, and they have a license with the post office to do that. And if, you know, it cost you 75 cents for a stamp versus 68, well, that would make sense, right? But anything with a discount, 20, 30, 40% or more, most likely is going to be a counterfeit, and you should not purchase them. Halloween getting very, very close as of this recording. We're 2 days away. And, well, yeah, it still gives you plenty of time to head on Amazon and perhaps order the most popular Halloween costume in time for Thursday. According to Google Trends, Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice, the number one in its annual Frightus list, the most searched Halloween costume, is indeed Shrunken Head Bob, ranks as the most popular overall. Next is Ray Gunn. You may remember her, the controversial Australian breakdancer from the Paris Olympics. People searching for Ray Gunn costume. Also, people searching for green and yellow tracksuit. Those were the colors of Australia, of course, and green track pants also up. Number three, this is where I'm showing my age. I'm sorry. I'm just old. Catnip, a character from the video game Poppy Playtime, is a purple furred cat with elongated legs, black eyes, and a very long tail. It's the top searched smiling critter of all time, according to Google. Dolores, also from Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is the fourth most searched costume, with the term fake staples becoming a breakout search the moment that movie hit the theaters. And number five, Pommy, the main character from the Australian animated web series The Amazing Digital Circus. It's a clown-inspired avatar. It is one of the humans that gets trapped inside a circus-themed virtual reality game, and it is overseen by an erratic artificial intelligence machine, keeping while coping with personal traumas and psychological tendencies. This actually sounds hilarious. It actually has a YouTube record, the most viewed animation pilot ever. And as of this month, the first season is available on Netflix. Sounds like something I might be interested in looking at, The Amazing Digital Circus. With Halloween being so close, AAA has some tips for staying safe and avoiding tricksters on Halloween. The organization says your vehicle twice as likely to get vandalized on Halloween compared to the other days of the year. And they suggest if you are going to leave it out where there might be some trick-or-treaters or people having a really good time, you should probably park in a garage or a well-lit area and make sure double, triple, and quadruple check that the doors are closed and locked and the windows are up just to be safe. The group also says to be sure to slow down and turn on your headlights earlier in the day, as you will most likely encounter more trick-or-treaters than normal, or people out doing trick-or-treating. And if you are one of the lucky few that are able to host a Halloween party on a Thursday night, just make sure if anybody is in the adult libations, you call them an Uber or a Lyft, okay? We talked about the most popular Halloween costumes of 2024. Now we have the most popular Halloween candy for the same year. And just like this year's top 25 college football poll, this one has really shook it up this year, not what you would expect. According to candystore.com, they say the most popular Halloween candy for 2024 is M&M's. For the first time ever, M&M's has beaten out Reese's Cup as the most popular Halloween candy of all time. Well, keep in mind that that candystore.com's annual Halloween candy sales only go back to 2007. So it's a first for the 17 years they've had been doing this. But in the Sunshine State, Reese's Cups still ranked the most popular candy, which currently nationally is number two. Number three on the list, proving that not everything has to be chocolate and peanut butter. Sour Patch Kids have grown in popularity, jumping the most two spots up from last year. And also a surprise on the list, candy corn moved up a slot to the number eight position. And that's kind of surprising when you look at all the articles about how candy corn being one of the most despised candies of all time. And then making its debut in the top 10 this year, the crunchy peanut butter classic Butterfinger making itself known. How cool is that? Other popular Halloween candies, Skittles at number four, Starburst number five, Hot Tamales at six, Hershey's Kisses at eight, and Hershey's Mini Bars at number nine. By the way, the National Retail Federation estimating that shoppers will spend about $3.5 billion on Halloween candy this year. That breaks down to roughly around $31.69 per family. Finally, you probably don't have cleaning the inside of your microwave as a project you would do once a week, but you probably should. There's a new report out that says that we should be cleaning the interior of our microwaves a lot more often than what we do. Although it's been a long thought belief that microwave, the radiation inside actually kills off the bacteria to ensure that our food is safe. But this study found that microbes can withstand the radiation and even flourish in certain parts of the appliance. And here's the thing, it's not really that hard to clean a microwave. What you want to start off with is a microwave-safe bowl. Fill it with equal parts of water and vinegar. Place the bowl in your microwave, heat it for 3 to 5 minutes on high, allowing that solution to boil and steam. And once the unit turns off, leave it closed for about 4 to 5 minutes to let that steam kind of soften up all the gunk that's on the inside. And then usually you just take a sponge and be able to wipe all that stuff off. Take the glass turntable and the little wheelie thing out as well. Give it a good soak in warm water with mild dish soap for about 5 to 10 minutes. Dry it off, stick it back in, and voila, you're set. So there it is, the big show for today, Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. I'm Chris Malone. I always welcome your comments, feedback, and suggestions. You can email those to me at cmalone@audacy.com.